Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's The Who bringing us back with their song, Who Are You? Great song from the Wayback Machine. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Daryl Esch is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though. We're going to get him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. Senior VP of Credit at PayPal. That's right. That's group, paypal.com. An organization I've been, and their whose services I've been using for a long time. Use them every week. I use PayPal. And have now for a long time, Daryl. Thank you for doing a great job over there. You guys, whatever you do, it just works. That's one of the things about that people love about and cause people to come back, and it's a mark of successful technology, is if it just works, right?
It's a big part of it. It's a good thing to get right, for sure.
I want to talk about...
People
I want
like
to talk
the money
about
to float, yes.
That's right. I want to talk about the fintech world. Folks, For you know, thousands of years, the financial industry, the banking industry, has been pretty analog, right? You know, right on here, out here on the ground. But now we've got something called a sector called fintech, which includes a number of different groups, number of different approaches to providing capital to the marketplace. It could be crowdfunding, it could be some of these cash loan, cash advance companies, and even though PayPal is part of the fintech sector, you guys are a lot different from the other companies, aren't you?
We are. We really start as a way to drive inclusion around the world, and with that, both for small businesses and for consumers, we want to really drive a level playing field with all of our products, be those lending products or be those the payment processing services and money movement, remittance. Our real objective is inclusion and getting everybody active in this digital economy.
One of the things that I am trying to help my audience with, small business owners with, is making sure that they get the capital they need when they need it without paying too much for it. Now, if you need money real fast, you're probably going to pay a little bit of a premium for it. If you have a little bit of a compromised credit situation, it's not perfect, you're going to pay a little bit of a premium. But if you've got good credit rating, you've got a good credit perspective, you can plan your cash requirements a little bit in advance, you can save yourself some money, can't you?
You can, for sure.
And that's where in some of the fintech groups, it doesn't matter about any of that. Their rates are some of them are usurious. I know yours aren't. But in a typical loan, let's say I wanted to borrow $10,000 from you, would that be a term loan? Would that be for 3 years, or would it be just set up on revolving schedule, or what? And if so, what would be a typical rate, something like that?
Yep, we have two primary products. We have PayPal Working Capital, which allows you to repay as a percentage of your daily sales.
Like a revolving, call it the revolving type of account.
Well, it's not revolving in a sense of completely open ended that you build on like a credit card. It's a lump sum loan goes into the PayPal account, and a fraction of your sale just gets taken off. 10%, 15%, 20% customer decides how much. And so that, while they tend to be short term, they tend to be less than 2 years and on average about a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real term associated with that one. And then we have a product called PayPal Business Loan, which is probably more akin to a traditional term loan, where a weekly debit is made from the customer's bank account. And those, again, tend to be less than a year. These tend to be short-term mm-hmm. transactions. The most common use for our loan is inventory purchase. So customers are generally, they don't want to finance that inventory over multiple years.
Are all of them weekly debits?
On that product, on PayPal Business Loan, yes. On PayPal Working Capital, it's when you get paid, we get paid.
I got you. All right. So is the Working Capital one a contract-based, like an asset-based lending? Is that what it is?
It's not factoring So no, but it is no, based no, but it would, on your
it wouldn't
sales
have to be factoring if it were asset based, meaning that it's based on the expected receivables.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's good. Those are important. Those are important products, folks. Everything that Daryl's telling you are filling a niche for people. What would be a typical rate for some of those?
So we charge a fixed fee. It is risk based, so customers pay based on the risk profile, and
right.
not just a traditional credit bureau risk profile, but on our network we create our own risk scores. But we charge a fixed fee, so it shows up in terms of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to compute it into an effective APR rate equivalent, it could be as low as the low teens. It could be as high as up into the 30s, but on average, it's in the low 20 kind of range,
okay.
about 20
All right.
in that low 20 range.
Mm-hmm.
But this is funding has happened immediately, so it's within minutes. Literally, you can get access
and that's
to funding
what you're paying
these
for,
programs.
Folks. That's what you're paying for. If you need it quickly,
and
go ahead.
I was going to say, and just also that they're short term nature. These can be mm-hmm. 3 months, 6 months,
yep.
8 months. These are generally not 2, 3, 4, 5 year loans,
and it's going to and those rates are going to motivate you to clear this thing up and start over again. It's going to motivate you to focus on the account. Very interesting, Daryl. That was a good report. Thank you for helping us understand how this works. And folks, as I said, I use them all the time. You just have to look at what they're offering and see where it fits. I could see where it would fit for a lot of people. In fact, how many billions have you loaned, Daryl, in the last few years?
More than $10 billion now, and more than $1 billion per quarter at this point.
Wow. So somebody thinks it's pretty cool, folks. And so see if it fits for your model. And we're going to come at PayPal.com, by the way. They can find all that there, can't they, Daryl? All the things you're talking about?
They can indeed.
All right.
Absolutely.
And we're going to come back and talk about some other things after the break. Tim, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.